Action Sports is stocked and ready. All board shorts and bikinis are buy one, get one 50% off, and you can mix and match. Ruka, Dixon, Volcom, Fast House, Allegiance, and more. We have a full stock of Yeti and AO coolers. Action Sports is your water sports headquarters, carrying towables, wake surfs, and life jackets for the whole family. That's Action Sports, and we're right up from the London Bridge, and we're open at 9 a.m. daily, and we are a proud supporter of the Lake Havasu Fighting Knights.
Touchdown! The two words Havasu Fighting Knights fans love to hear. Hi, I'm Tammy with the law offices of Kenneth E. Moyer. Ken not only supports our Fighting Knights, but for over 25 years he has been an advocate of our communities and practicing law in Mojave County. If you need help with personal injury, auto accidents, wrongful death, bankruptcy, trust, wills, powers of attorney, probate, and business formations, please contact us. Visit us at kenmoyerlaw.com. Now go, Fighting Knights!
Havasu Pest Control is proud to introduce our newest team member. Say hi, Dylan. Dylan is our highly trained and certified bed bug detection dog. In less than 2 minutes, Dylan here can detect the presence of bed bugs with an astonishing 90% accuracy. Our thermal eradication treatment is incredibly effective without costly furnishing replacement. Call us and get to know Dylan, another one of the good guys at Havasu Pest Control. 855-1054.
Sparky, I'm home.
The smell of canine halitosis permeates the air.
Sparky, what did you get into?
Sparky barks.
Your breath is incredulously grievous. It's in a cut above grooming day today.
If you have a Sparky or other related type of animal suffering from bad breath, matted fur, tick infestation, wood floor destroying claws, or any other less than desirable condition, seek the cut above grooming. Dirt cheap approach. A cut above grooming is your number one affordable resource to a clean and happy Sparky. A cut above grooming. Main Street, Havasu.
Mojave College. The name and look are new. The focus is still on you. Choose from dozens of top-tier academic programs covering arts and sciences, skilled trades, health and public services. There's also corporate and career training, even fun community classes. Mojave College has it all. Big opportunities and real skills that open doors. And soon, bachelor's degrees. It's your time. Your college. Mojave College.
The Bradley Auto Group is a proud sponsor of high school football. Hey, this is Robert with the Bradley Auto Group. Bradley Ford, Bradley Chevrolet, and Riverview Auto Sales. You'll find hundreds of pre-owned and new vehicles on our lots. We are community-minded and always looking to support athletic and education causes. Please see any of our dealerships for a new car, truck, or SUV. We have award-winning service departments, body shop, parts departments, and from all of us at Bradley Auto Group, go Knights!
River Valley Window Company in Havasu invites you to see new possibilities in person. Visit their newly remodeled showroom on the corner of Avalon and Kiowa Boulevard to see, feel, and imagine what could be in your home. Milgard's new C650 Ultra All Fiberglass Series provides strength and durability that's built to complement any style and withstand any climate. See the potential when you partner with Milgard and River Valley Window Company on the corner of Avalon and Kiowa Boulevard in Havasu and at rvcwco.com.
Every morning, the sun greets you. As reliable as a train heating and cooling system. Well, almost. Because no matter the temperature outside, it's always perfect inside. And when the sun calls it a day, a train system is there to say goodnight. Heating, cooling, and beyond.
Over 52 years and nothing stops Sammons Air Conditioning. Fortunes save for comfortable homes every time. Visit SammonsAC.com, a bookmark worth saving. Sammons Air Conditioning.
It's hard to stop a train.
Ladies and gentlemen, your Fighting Knights are polishing up for the second half, and we're detailing exactly what just went down in the first. It's time for the Perfection to Detail Halftime Report, bringing you the showroom shine every time.
Wow, what a beautiful intro. Thank you to Perfection to Detail, and the rest of our sponsors, of course, for bringing our audience back in Havasu, Fighting Knights football. The halftime score right now, 28 for the Fighting Knights. Nothing for the Kofa Kings, and Havasu pretty much dominating on defense. As once they got into the rhythm, it was all Havasu, and Kofa could barely move the ball on offense for a minute. When they first came out, it looked like Havasu was expecting more of a run offense, and Kofa was throwing the ball. They actually had some success with that. I'm surprised they didn't stick with it. Anyway, I got to thank Marissa June. She's not at the studio right now. I think she just set it and forget it. You know, she's like that. She'll play hooky when she has to. And I sent her a picture of these two instruments on the field. There's actually four of them, but I gave her a picture of two. And she said it's either a xylophone, Jim, or a glockenspiel. Now, how would she know that?
Well, I know what
dude, she's a guitar player. The only thing smarter than a guitar player is a drummer. So,
anyway, the drummer.
No, I'm the drummer.
I mean, your glockenspiel is in Germany.
Okay.
It's a big clock, little mechanical marching guys come out.
Oh, really?
Every hour, and they go around in a circle. It's really cool.
Okay,
clock.
Marissa, that means...
So it's a xylophone.
It's a xylophone, for sure.
Now, the band hasn't taken the field. They've got, well...
The Paula Abdul wannabes.
Well,
kind of.
They're doing their thing.
They're doing it.
Stutter steps.
We call them
There's
song.
The shimmy.
We had cheerleaders in my high school. We had song leaders and we had rancheros. They're like the song leaders.
You had song leaders at your high school?
Yeah, you bet. It was a big school, man. Rancho High School in Vegas, second oldest high school in Las Vegas, which is actually located in North Las Vegas. Anyway, I digress.
So let me run down here just what I do have for
you. Got the high school sports.
Some high school sports, okay. Not all of them are being reported. We're going to call it about the half. Bradshaw Mountain 17, Mojave 7. No scores being reported for the River Valley Kingman or the Lee Williams Flagstaff game.
Wait, hold up. Back to that Mojave score. If that holds, it'll be their second loss in a row.
And
they lost to Coconino last week.
Now, and I wrote down here what they were ranked.
Right.
Where'd I put that note there?
It was pretty high. For a 4-8 team, it was pretty high.
I thought I put down Bradshaw Mountain.
Well,
I didn't put them down. Okay, let's see. And the other score that we have here is, between here and there, you got Blythe.
Okay.
Palo Verde 0, Sweetwater 27.
Uncle Wally playing tonight?
Cousin Wally.
Is he playing tonight?
Well, he's coaching.
That's what I'm
not so sure the players are playing. It's 27 to nothing.
So which school is he?
He's Palo Verde Valley.
Palo Verde Valley. All right.
So they're in a building here.
Right, right. From professional baseball, we have your Diamondbacks, actually my Diamondbacks, losing 5-2. Looks like the Padres hung up a 5-spot, man. A 5-spot in the fourth inning. The Padres coming back to just thump on the D-backs. The D-backs right now, Jim, they have to win out and get some help. So you have tonight's game, tomorrow's game, Sunday's game. That's it. So they have to win out and get some help.
Just two wins, and they're having trouble getting them.
No, they need three. They need all three, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So, right now looking bleak. And for the Sun Devils at halftime, I've got TCU, the Horned Frogs, 17. The Sun Devils, 14. So that's all I have for right now.
College football?
Yeah.
College football?
On a Friday night.
Number 24, TCU 17.
Right. I just
your Arizona Sun Devils 14. Did you say that?
Yeah. Was I muted?
Well, I was sitting here researching.
Oh, I see.
Did you do this game?
Which one?
Final overtime? Two overtimes?
Was that the Oregon State?
Number 8, Florida State 38.
No.
In double overtime, Virginia, unranked, 46.
Whoa.
So smacking it to the Florida boys.
That's a high score, too.
So we have the King's ship out on the field. The boxes have been thrown out of the... You know what?
What
it's
were
a
they?
Tea party.
Oh. Nice and patriotic. How do we let this back?
Oh, yes.
Wow. Very, very cool. I like that. Showing their patriotism.
Throwing it into the... yes.
Showing their very patriotism nice. Here in Yuma. All right. Let's.
And they can play and move. They are a marching band.
All right, let's take a short break.
Let's do it. You're listening to KNTR, 980 AM. I'm Jay. I'm Jim Chaney. That's who?
Paul.
How did you say it?
Lavoie.
Lavoie.
He's going to do it the whole game, folks. Don't, please.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, Paulie.
We'll be back with more in a moment. KNTR, Lake Havasu City, KJJJ, HD4, Laughlin. Back with more in a moment.
Hi, it's Wayne, a Lake Havasu High School alumni with Neat Pool and Supply.
And I'm Selena,
Neat Pool is your hot tub headquarters, bringing Lake Havasu the top brand hot tubs and swim spas, Hot Spring, Bullfrog, and then this pool.
Neat Pool and Supply is also your one-stop shop for swimming pool supplies, free water analysis, BioGuard chemicals, parts, repairs, and customer service.
Visit us at 52 Scott Drive, located in the heart of Havasu.
Go Knights!
I'm David Rose. I led our school district to become the first in the nation to eliminate DEI programs so our classrooms focus on education, not politics. Also led the way in making Lake Havasu the first district in America to ban harsh chemicals and food dyes from school lunches because protecting the health of our kids must come first. Now I'm running for the Arizona House to keep fighting for strong schools, parental rights, and Arizona families. I'm David Rose, and I'd be honored to earn your vote. Paid for by David Rose for Arizona.
Anderson Power Sports Group has served Mojave and La Paz counties in northwest Arizona since 2022. We have the following manufacturers: Polaris, Can-Am, Sea-Doo, Yamaha, Honda, Kawasaki, Godfrey Pontoon Boats, Bennington, and Mercury. Visit our website at AndersonPowerSportsAZ.com. We take pride in exceeding customer expectations, commitment to integrity, and community engagement through charitable acts and volunteerism. We are committed to supporting local organizations and youth sports. Go Fighting Knights!
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products go through endless torture tests to ensure they can run through anything. And when we say torture, we don't take it lightly. We do drop them, slam them against a wall, shake them, and then expect them to run without an extra decibel in our anechoic sound chamber. Without fail, drop, slam, shake, silence. Drop, slam, shake, silence. And there's no end in sight. We test, so it runs Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating. Call today, 928-854-4101. It's hard to stop a train.
Gear Up Motorsports doesn't just sell bikes. They live them, breathe them, bleed them. Pre-owned, hand-picked, battle-tested. Every ride passes their 31-point inspection or it doesn't make the floor. Parts, Gear Up. If it bolts, clips, or roars, Gear Up can order it, stock it, and put it on. Factory-trained techs will keep your machine riding tight. Phones and questions answered. The road starts here, not at some chain lot. GearUpMotorcycles.com. Havasu Community Proud. Let's go Knights.
Blue River Gems, your hometown jeweler, proudly serving Havasu with heart, hustle, and a little bit of shine. Watch battery changes, glasses frame repair, to hand-cutting custom cabochons like it's an art form, because it is. Blue River Gems, where in-house metal casting and custom creations are crafted with care, right here, not shipped off to who knows where. New jewelry to one-of-a-kind treasures, all with that small-town service that makes a big difference. On McCulloch Boulevard North, Havasu, Blue River Gems. Proud supporters of the Havasu Knights. Go Knights!
A new Whirlpool washer can help you keep up with the laundry. Give your family's clothes a thorough yet gentle cleaning in a 5.3 cubic foot capacity top load washer with a smooth impeller. Plus, elevate your laundry space with a stylish matte black finish and see-through lid. Visit City Maytag to shop today. City Maytag, located at 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue. Call 928-855-1188. City Maytag, Lake Havasu.
There's nothing better than Fighting Knights football on a Friday night, so that leaves the weekend open to family fun. Hi, I'm Ken Patterson with Havastyle Recreation in Lake Havasu City. Family fun is my favorite time. Let your adventure begin at Havastyle Recreation, your Mercury dealer. If your fun is boating, try our 2025 low SS210 boats equipped with the Mercury Pro XS150, offering discounts over $9,000. Campers, boaters, and desert explorers, bring family fun to your next level.
Welcome back to the Perfection to Detail Halftime Report, bringing you the showroom shine every time.
Welcome back, everybody. Friday Night Lights, it's Havasu Fighting Knights football on KNTR 980 AM. And, of course, you can always stream us at KNTRSports.com.
We should turn up the field mic right now and just play some Black Eyed Peas, right?
There we go. He likes to be clean. Remember that.
I like to be clean. I kept seeing them. I should have, but I didn't. They opened for U2 at the Las Vegas Stadium. It was a big stadium show U2 had. And we purposely missed the Black Eyed Peas because we really didn't want to see them. But now looking back, I wish I would have gone.
You should have gone.
But U2 was phenomenal, man. As usual, I've seen them three times. So.
Well, as we look across the field now,
yeah,
it appears the Fighting Knights in unison are dancing to the song.
They were
doing their little jumping jacks, but it looked like they were dancing to the song. That was
That was kind of comical.
Okay. I would give up this headset to Coach Thompson just to find out what he's going to do in the second half, because 28-0, I mean, it's far from the mercy rule, but they have a commanding lead.
Yeah, and it's worth noting that when it comes to getting back out on the field, the Havasu Fighting Knights have been back out here for quite a while. Of course, here just now comes along the Copa Kings. They had a lot more to talk about. I tell you what, Paul, why don't we go take a break before we get to the second half kickoff? Yeah. It's 28-0 in favor of your Fighting Knights. You're listening to KNTR, 980 AM.
It's not the biggest car lot. There's no marble showroom, no flashy fountains. But tucked away right here in Havasu, there's a place where dream cars find their drivers, where deals are fair and smiles come standard. Because sometimes, paradise doesn't need to shout. It just hands you the keys. Martin Swanee's Paradise Auto, where hometown values meet the open road. ParadiseAutoAndTruckCenter.com. Martin Swanee's Paradise Auto, proud supporters of the Lake Havasu varsity football team. Go Knights!
Dine where the view is just the beginning. The Springs Dining at Havasu Springs Resort invites you to savor an incredible experience. From seared citrus ahi and black and prime rib, Caesar salads to Cajun cream shrimp pasta, hand-cut steaks to coconut shrimp with pineapple mango salsa. Every dish is crafted with care and served lakeside. Comfort spice or is something fresh off the grill. Your perfect plate awaits. Visit HavasuSprings.com to reserve your table today. Nestled conveniently between Parker and Havasu, it's Havasu Springs Resort.
A new Whirlpool washer can help you keep up with the laundry. Give your family's clothes a thorough yet gentle cleaning in a 5.3 cubic foot capacity top load washer with a smooth impeller. Plus, elevate your laundry space with a stylish matte black finish and see-through lid. Visit City Maytag to shop today. City Maytag, located at 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue. Call 928-855-1188. City Maytag, Lake Havasu.
River Valley Window Company in Havasu invites you to see new possibilities in person. Visit their newly remodeled showroom on the corner of Avalon and Kiowa Boulevard to see, feel, and imagine what could be in your home. Milgard's new C650 Ultra All Fiberglass Series provides strength and durability that's built to complement any style and withstand any climate. See the potential when you partner with Milgard and River Valley Window Company on the corner of Avalon and Kiowa Boulevard in Havasu and at rvcwco.com.
Oh, Sparky, where are you? Oh, dear Lord.
It's just it. In what may be one of the most unexpected historical breakthroughs in decades, a Chihuahua named Sparky is being hailed as a hero after discovering the remains of the long-missing labor leader, Jimmy Hoffa. We are joined by the owner. What are your plans?
It's most definitely a cut-above grooming day now.
A cut-above grooming. No matter what your four-legged detective gets into, a cut-above grooming cleans them up dirt cheap. It's a cut-above. Main Street
House. KNTR, 980 AM. This is Jim Janey along with Paul Lavoie. I can't even say it the other way, Paul. Oh, come on, man. The clock is reset to 12 minutes. We're about to get underway here at the second half. It's 28-0 in favor of your Fighting Knights of Lake Havasu with their purple helmets, white jerseys, purple pants over on the other side about to kick off. The Copa Kings in their red uniforms, white rally stripes on their shoulders. And are we going to pooch kick it or kick it away, Paul?
I was going to say it for Jean at LakeHavasuOnVideo.com, right? Je suis Paul Lavoie. There you go, Lavoie. I am Paul Lavoie.
High kick at the 20-yard line received. He heads towards the sideline. Little bit of room, dances to the inside, pulls up at the 45-yard line, and right there at the end, once he got kind of held by the ankles there on the top side, boom, he got smacked. It could be. That could constitute a
something flew in.
Player.
Yeah, something flew into that pile because Ibarra was literally slammed out of bounds. He was thrown to the turf out of bounds.
Yeah.
Late.
It was a smackdown.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And by definition, according to the rule book, that is a defensive
foul. That is a personal foul. Referee just called personal foul.
That's going to
mark off 15 from the end of the run. I read the rule book. No, I didn't. I just know that.
Yeah.
You're big on that rule book, though.
Well, I was looking just now at the way he was walking as he marked off the yards, and the last 5 yards his steps got smaller.
I saw that. Did you think that was a 13-yard penalty?
That's pretty much what it was. Because that,
yeah.
They got distinctly smaller steps.
Yeah, it was like distortion or compression in sound. It just went down a little bit.
Beautiful night in Yuma, first and 10 from the 42 into the territory of the Kofa Kings from the shotgun. We have Halo Jump in motion. He stops. He does the U-turn. He's headed back the other way. That's a reverse pass. Will he pass it? No, he ducks down inside. He's at the 45, back to the 42. A little trickeration, and we didn't get much. Maybe back to the line of scrimmage there.
I saw what you did there. You skipped the game. You know, you didn't use that word the last game because there wasn't that much trickeration.
Well, every now and then you need a little bit of it.
Yeah, but I'm just saying you didn't use it last week, so we got to use it this week.
You know, that reverse motion type thing. Here he does a U-turn, and he did it around the quarterback. That was started by Vic Rakshani out of Edison High School. He started doing that in high school, went to USC.
Really?
And then on to the Rams. We have a penalty
right here,
right in front of us.
Yeah.
That is Halo Jump.
Halo Jump
looks like there was maybe some John going on between the two.
Now you got
wide receiver D-back.
I think Ivan Rodriguez.
Oh, no, it was on them.
Yeah, Ivan Rodriguez. It looks like he lined up in the neutral zone. Now he's arguing with the ref.
From the gun, low snap. He steps back. He has to escape to the left. One man out in front of him. He's going to... Tried to hit the gas. Just couldn't quite get out of the way.
Yeah, Trip Bird got pulled down. Just as he was making a move... One man to beat, basically, folks. He would have had at least 20 more yards.
And we've got 3rd and 7, we'll call it. Temperature-wise, it has been absolutely perfect here. But I think they're watering the crops here because it's gotten a little bit humid.
Yeah, it's gotten a little bit humid and a little bit of cool air on top of that. But you can feel it's cool and damp.
But it's so perfect. So perfect. We've got Trip Burke looking for the call from the coach over on the sideline. He's in the shotgun. Halo Jump way wide outright, trips inside. Here's the snap. He's going to take it right up the middle, and he's got room. He's past the 35 to the 30, down to the 25. Stop, stutter. That was an odd way to give himself up. It's just like he stood straight up, like, I'm done. He didn't dart out of bounds, and the ref blew the whistle.
Folks, if you missed any part of this game, I just want to remind everybody, Jim, that you can go to KNTRSports.com, go to the tab where it says Havasu Fighting Knights Football, and right there you'll have the recorded version of the game in our archives on the website.
That's where I go back and listen and go, I should not have said that.
You're saying, darn it, Jim.
Well, not exactly. From the gun, 3 wideouts to the right. Here's the snap, and a good snap. He looks to the left, could be intercepted. It goes to the turf, and thank goodness for that. It would have been a first down, but it was deflected away there by the Kofa Kings. Had a nice little tea party there at the half. They threw the,
hey, am I going to get my 40-yarder?
The boxes of tea off of the ship there.
Am I going to get my 40-yard field goal try?
You,
I'm a former soccer player. I'd like to see that, man.
And
that
of course. Cool. You know, the tea party, they only had one ship, but you know,
I thought they had 3.
Yeah, there were 3 ships.
Yeah,
at the tea party.
Yeah,
you remember the names, Paul?
Oh, I remember one was Dartman.
Right over the middle, he's wide open. He turns around, there's nobody there to cover him. He darts to the left, moves to the right, and there is brought down inside of the 15-yard line. Nice little play. He received that, turned around, and it was like he looked kind of shocked, like, I don't know which way to make a move because there's nobody here.
He being Cone Taylor?
Yes.
Yeah, it was Cone Taylor.
Yeah.
Who were the other? What were the other 2 ships?
Well, there was the Dartmouth.
Right, I got that.
These were English ships.
Right.
The Dartmouth, but we have an Ivy League school.
Yeah, they were Ivy League ships.
The Beaver.
Oh, that was it? Yeah.
And?
Not the Santa Maria.
No.
it wasn't the Hearst Castle either.
No, it wasn't.
All right.
Oh, my. Okay.
What was the gun? Simeon.
A little juke move, wide open in the end zone. Nice pass to Luke Johnson. Touchdown, your Havasu Fighting Knights.
Luke, I am your quarterback. That was a nice pass.
8:53 on the clock, and the 5th touchdown of the game. It's now 34-0 in favor of your Lake Havasu Fighting Knights, making the run down to Yuma and running up the score.
Come on, Coach. I want to see that field goal try, man.
Well, it's your extra point. The kick is up. It's a nice one right down the middle.
What a streak.
Couple of cheerleaders out there to make the catch outside of the end zone. And it's now 35 to nothing with 8:53 on the clock in the third quarter. I'm Jim Chaney. That's Paul Lavoie. Are we headed to a break, Paul?
No, I think I'll read one for our listeners. I just want to remind everybody that's the fifth extra point kicked in this game. He's got 14 in two games in a row. That's the streak. I'm sure there's more on top of that because I didn't see all of the Lee Williams games.
Will you read to me, Paul?
David Rose for Arizona House. You heard David Rose on Speak Out. We listened to that on the way down. David Rose led our school district to become the first in the nation to eliminate DEI programs and ban harsh chemicals and food dyes from school lunches. Go to, let's see, David Rose at District 30, conservative, proven, fighting for us. David Rose for Arizona State House.
Fighting Knights and Spencer Ibarra to kick off from the 40-yard line. The kick is up. Low kick. Back. Oh, no, he doesn't pick it up. And
did he touch it?
Skates into the end zone, and the referee blows it dead after it crosses the goal line.
Very lucky he didn't touch that ball.
Yeah, because they would have been in big trouble, and they've had enough of that.
But it didn't seem like a sense of urgency on the receiver's part, though, did it?
That's true.
You know,
the ball went by.
He must have, yeah. But did it touch me or did it not? I'm going to go dive on it. No, he didn't even do that. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. There's always a sense of urgency.
Well,
if there isn't, then you're a little defeated.
It might. You know, you haven't been the same since halftime because there were three xylophones out there.
A glockenspiel. I thought that was a nice guess, but no. We know what a glockenspiel is, right? It has nothing to do with music.
What was the third boat's name of the team?
I don't know. You had it on
your
cell phone. Check it out.
We both didn't.
Right.
We didn't know.
I can mute your channel if you want to ask yours.
Okay, here's the handoff. Kofa moves to the left side. He gets bounced into the inside.
Wow.
Got nailed by the linebacker, but he breaks free and pops out for a first down for the Kofa Kings. That is the best run of the game. That's an actual run. We're going to keep the best run after catch with Havasu. But, man, he got popped.
Johannes Miller.
But he didn't wrap him up.
The 5'8 junior, 150 pounds. Man. It wasn't that fast.
It was like bumper pool out there.
It kept going.
Yeah.
Not so much like, what's his name for the Giants or ASU? Cam Scadaboo.
Cam Scadaboo.
Not so much like that. He doesn't have the size, but kind of ran like that.
He hands it off to number 30. Cuts to the right, and he is brought down at the line of scrimmage. Couldn't get anything out of that one. You know what? I don't like what I see, and that's over here. Number 5, the play wasn't even over, and he was running off the field.
Ooh. Yeah.
They did run to the right. Okay. Yeah. He was not in the play.
Uh-huh. You don't know if Coach called him over or not.
He's the quarterback, so maybe he handed off. Coach might have said, get over here. I want to
say that with contempt that he was the quarterback. Do you have something against quarterbacks?
Well, he certainly wasn't faking anything, right? He wasn't doing he was running off the field now.
Right, right.
Gil, your premium style.
Oh, gotcha. Third time we said his name. Nice.
He hasn't got that kind of publicity in years.
What number was he?
Oh, I forget.
Number 1.
Takes the handoff, throws it outside, and he'd be number 11. Calzone? It's not Calzone.
Calzone?
I think so. And he looked on that out pass like he simply did not want to catch it. Because he was going to get smacked.
We got a score update from Petco Park in San Diego. Padres 6, your Diamondbacks 2.
Jaron Johnson coming out of the game, big number 87. He's 6'4", 250. Ouch. They got some big boys on this COPA team. Here's the snap from the gun. He drops back, throws long down the middle. That'll be intercepted. If he could catch it, it was above the head, but it went right through the hands of our kicker, Spencer Ibarra.
He's really been on a lot of plays this game, a lot of calls from you and I as far as being in this game, being a part of the game. They're either picking on him or he's just a ball hawk.
Well, he's a lot shorter than the guy he's covering. You would think
they might be picking on him.
Yeah.
But he's the wrong guy to pick on, man.
Yeah.
Now he's receiving the ball. He's set to receive this punt.
The punt.
Back on the 40, 42-yard line.
So it's 4th and 11. They managed to lose a yard on the previous three plays. And here's the kick. Gets it away. That's a high kick. Spencer has to backpedal. He makes, breaks free from one tackler. He's running backwards, and he is brought down there and thrown for a loss on the return back to the 25-yard line. That's where your Friday Knights are going to take over with 5:41 left in the third quarter. And
hey, what number is that, Gary? You premiering as?
Well, he's got great hair, doesn't he?
No, what number is that?
That's number one.
Thank you. All right, perfect. I was doubting myself.
They wanted him to look big.
That's our, you know, you and I have pretty good head of hair each for guys being in our 60s. He does not. And he's only in his 30s there. Gerald Premian, you got to love that era of Miami Dolphins football.
Yeah.
Played much better than it is now, I'll tell you.
So, you know, I think we do need to declare that it may not have actually been homecoming because they didn't go out there and crown a king and queen.
I don't know. I thought I heard the word homecoming, but maybe not.
And then when you see the big boat float.
Yeah.
And they're having a tea
party.
But it
didn't say senior class or anything.
They're going all out on their halftime.
Right, right. But which
they don't mess around in Yuma.
Was it the Dartmouth?
Dartmouth?
Or the Meaver? Or the San Simeon?
No.
Kidding,
okay, Havasu to take over at their own 42-yard line from the gun. Halo jump way wide right. He's looking over the middle. He's going to scramble back to the left. He's got lots of room. He's got a 5, a 10, and he slides past the first down. And that'll be a first and 10 from the 49 as they move into COPA territory.
Trip Burke knows how to slide, I'll tell you that. He played a lot of baseball when he was a kid, from what I'm told by Coach Thompson. And, that was a 5-yard slide. If you didn't
it was
know.
A good slide.
It really was.
But, you know, it's where the ball is when you start to slide.
Yep.
It's not where you slide to.
Right. I'm just saying,
so.
You know, if you watch me perform that same slide,
or backwards.
It results in a spring. All right?
Okay. And I brought that up because it was pretty close, but I would say he definitely did make the first down.
Uh-huh.
And he did slide away. The chains didn't move, and then they got their confirmation, and we're good to go.
He looks like he's trying to make a hook slide, you know, in the second, and pop back up or a
pop-up
slide.
Yeah.
But that's what it looks like. And, yeah, I tried that once. It wasn't pretty.
Halo jump way wide right. All the receivers to the left. It's a screen pass. He receives it. He's up for 5, 7, 10 yards and slammed down at the 38-yard line.
That Luke Johnson, the intended receiver.
You know, they're making the passes.
Still got Trip Burke in there, too.
They're making the plays.
Uh-huh.
They're moving the ball. And then this late closing defense for COPA, they're late, but when they're hitting them, they're hitting them hard. They're throwing them to the ground.
It's usually the second man in contact, too, and he's hitting really hard. Yeah, Trip Burke back at quarterback.
In the line, they have a big team. From the gun. Looking to his right. Nope. Back to the left. Right over the middle. He's wide open. He stumbles. He's going outside. There's nowhere to go. He's getting wrapped up by 1-2. And he's down at the 30-yard line. That is another first down for your Havasu Fighting Knights.
That was a late hit by Angel Marquez. That was not called, no flag thrown, but, Luke Johnson just defenseless on the ground got hit.
And we've got Kyle Crow and Trevor Thompson.
It's the third quarter, right?
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Trip Burke looking for the signal. And now he drops the ball, bounced like a basketball right back into his head. He's past the 20, the 15. And he gets out of bounds. That may be a late hit. Looked like the ref was thinking about reaching into that back pocket.
Is that not a dead ball when it hits the ground like that? He picks it back up. Okay.
It's a fumble.
All right.
It was like a dribble.
It was like he fumbled to himself.
He did. It was like he bounced.
Yeah, it was
a basketball.
Almost, right?
Like, you rarely see a football hit the ground and come straight back up, but it did right there.
The kid's blessed when it comes to luck, I'll tell you that. When you see the way he bounced that ball and it came right back up like
a
round ball.
Is there a magnet?
Very possible. I'm getting the play in from the sidelines. Burke.
And Kyle Crow in the backfield.
You know, I got Gary Upremian up on my phone here still.
Halo jumps to the right.
It's like our mascot.
Three receivers to the left. It's first and 10 for the Knights. Fake handoff. He throws it over the middle, and the receiver was not looking. That could have been picked off, fortunately, hit the ground. No gain, of course, on an incomplete pass. That'll bring up second and 10 from the 15. You might get your field goal yet, Paul.
That was Halo jump, the intended receiver, by the way. Just, yeah, it almost had too much on it. You know what I mean? Like, that ball just had too much on it. Yeah, they're going up-tempo for some reason.
No huddle, same.
2 minutes left.
Same formation, three to the left.
Halo
jump to the right from the gun.
35-0, you're Fighting Knights with just under 2 minutes left in the third quarter.
Four down linemen for Dakofa Kings. The snap, he rolls to the left. Nice block in the backfield. He's got time to throw. Now he has to run. He's to the 15 and to the 11-yard line where he goes out of bounds. And I think that's the head official over there. He threw the flag out of bounds. He may be trying to make up for the one they didn't call.
Funny you said that. I was going to say that's a makeup call, but we're in the wrong sport.
Yeah.
Right? Don't they do that a lot in basketball?
I think they do.
I do. And they never call traveling.
They're not supposed to.
They never call traveling, man.
Well, in the pros.
Come on, that's the only sport where you've had an official that actually got caught betting on the game.
Well, they haven't. Yeah. But they haven't figured out that because they let them travel and don't go by the rules, that's why NBA ratings are going bad, because people can go, that's not basketball.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and LeBron James, but I digress. All right. You're a Lakers fan, aren't you?
Yeah, but I've been disgusted with them.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, we've got, that's not Halo jump. He goes into motion from the shotgun. Here's the pass.
Luke.
He receives it. Luke spins into the end zone. That's another touchdown. Paul LaVoy will not be getting to see his field goal.
Not
as
yet.
We get another touchdown.
Come on,
41-0 in favor of your Fighting Knights.
Yeah, let's save it for the end of the quarter. The break, that is, and just let you know that Havasu Fighting Knights football, your sponsors, will let you know right after the point after.
108 on the clock. Spencer here for the extra point. This kick is up, and it is perfect. But the only thing that wasn't perfect, one of those defensive players for Copa, number six, was able to fly right through the interior of the line.
Wow. Well, 42-0, are they going to let the clock run for the fourth quarter?
What did we decide? Do you still have that text message? Was it 35 or was it 40?
In Arizona, it's up to the coaches to get together and decide that before the game.
As far as sportsmanship goes,
no, like right now they could do it. So if you see Coach Thompson and the Copa coach coming together in his name.
Exchanging blows?
Yeah.
No.
Not exactly.
Kidding.
Exactly. But, the head coach is Austin Browning for the Copa Kings. It looks like, you got two players throwing the ball down here right in front of us, and I'm not sure if there's going to be a quarterback change or not.
Those look like linebackers.
Well, one is, and one looks like a tight end. At least he's got a tight end number of 87.
Yeah.
Right. Famous number 87.
Junior Seau. 87?
Gonzalez. Tony Gonzalez.
Tony Gonzalez?
Yeah.
I think he went to Huntington High.
Did he?
Pretty sure.
Well, did you hear what he said about Russell Wilson?
I did not.
Russell Wilson, if he hasn't yet, it was his opinion he played himself out of the Hall of Fame.
Oh.
Played his way out.
Here's the kickoff. This is a deep one. Back at the 10-yard line. He picks it up. He's making progress forward.
Uh-oh.
Goes outside. He's at the 30, at the 35, out to the 40, and brought down at the 42-yard line. Fighting Knights a little bit slow to the ball there. You can hear the stadium announcer in the background there. He's getting excited because they need to get something excited.
That was a mobile
going here.
Mobile haboob.
My prediction's going to be wrong.
Yeah, a little.
By the way,
little bit. But you predicted a win.
A large win.
A large win. And this is a larger.
A comfortable win.
What did you guess? 28?
What, 28-7? 42 or 38-21 or something like that?
You know, I can't help but think of the ratings from the Max Preps ratings, that is, for the state, you know, that Habs is going to move up a little bit from the 86 line.
Well, now they're on Max Preps, but those are like coaches.
Okay. Well, how can you drop them now after a win like this? Against Topa.
Havasu is looking good.
Topa,
they are looking good.
That's not a bad team.
And they're blowing them out.
They are. They really are. I mean, it's 42-0 and 25 seconds in counting.
in the third quarter. Forward pitch, and now he's running backwards, and there is the purple Haboob in full order. He's down at the 29-yard line. Going 11, backwards again.
11-yard loss. And the clock's going to run out this third quarter. I think Copa's going to be happy to switch sides of the field and take a little break, from especially after that last tackle.
You're listening to KNTR 980 AM, also streaming live. Don't forget to put in the www.kntrsports.com to stream the game.
There's nothing better than Friday night's football on a Friday night, so that leaves the weekend open to family fun. Hi, I'm Cam Patterson with Havistyle Recreation in Lake Havasu City. Your family adventure begins at Havistyle Recreation, where we are family fun toys that not only fit your budget, but your lifestyle. You'll find toy haulers, fifth wheels, RVs, even truck campers. Styles and brands not found anywhere else but here. Campers and boaters and desert explorers. Bring your family fun to the next level at Havistyle Recreation.
Telling our audience, live. George, we're live here with the announcer for Copa High School here in Yuma. You're doing a great job on that.
You
really are.
Told me I had a face for radio.
Hey, yeah, you and us both.
Yeah. Remember your audience there, buddy.
Thank you, George. You're doing a great job.
He really is.
Yeah. Oh, we should have asked him if it was homecoming.
Hey, George.
Yeah.
Is it homecoming? Was it homecoming? Is it? Yeah.
I don't know where I got that information.
We liked the boat.
Part of the band show.
Part of the band show.
Nice.
Not banjo.
Not the man
show.
Not the man show.
No.
You remember that show?
Yeah.
That was with Jimmy Kimmel, by the way.
Yeah.
He's on the man show.
Just saying. You've got to guess. But anyway, back to the game. We've got 12 minutes on the clock as we start the fourth quarter here. Four down linemen on defense for the Fighting Knights. From the gun in red, Kofa.
I almost gave him my headset and let you interview him. You know that, right?
Man in motion. He goes inside, pass over the middle, intercepted. And this might be a touchdown. He pours on the gas. He's got a few people coming after him. He's going to be brought down at the 18-yard line. And a late flag on the play from our head referee over here in the center of the field.
Oh.
The action went to the far side of the field, left to right across your dial.
We don't have the deep. We got a personal foul against the offense.
Personal foul. Malik Havasu.
By offense, or the defense. I'm sorry, by the defense. But Havasu now has the ball, so they're going to mark it off from the end of the interception. So the ball's going to come all the way back to the 35, but Havasu still has the ball.
Right.
So it was after the interception.
And I didn't see exactly but the timing of the flag.
It was
uncalled for.
Could that be a clip or an illegal block in the back? Maybe a late hit?
Could have been. I think it came up before the end of the play, the way I...
Yeah.
But it was late in the play.
Havasu definitely had the ball when the penalty was committed.
So we're going to have first and 10 at the 35-yard line. It's right on the line from the gun. Hands it off, going up the middle. He has room, grabbed by the collar. The ball comes loose, and I think...
That's Tristan Andrade.
Did it come loose? I thought it Kofa came up with the ball there, but no. We're going to have a gain of 5. It'll be 2nd and 5 for the Fighting Knights.
And looks like you got second string in as far as the reserves go. Smart move by coach, by the way.
Seth Bernier way out wide left.
The last thing you need is Trip Burke getting hurt with a 42-0 lead.
Yeah. From the gun. Handoff. Go. No.
He takes
the handoff, and he wishes he didn't because he got smacked there by number 28, Aiden
Colacion.
Colacion.
Yes, sir. Colacion. Yeah, he was a fake to bit, man. He read that one all the way.
Nice Irish name.
Nice.
Good stuff.
That sounds European Spanish, though. Colacion sounds more Spanish than it does from North America or Central America.
10:04 left in the fourth quarter. From the gun.
hands it off for real. This time up the middle, he's got lots of room. He scampers to the right, and he is brought down after a 13-yard gain.
Tristan and Trotty, man.
He's got some wheels on him, huh?
Yeah, but I think he had a semi in front of him. That was a huge hole that he went through.
21
yards on. Yeah, the linemen definitely doing their job for the Havasu Knights.
Yeah, 9.5 minutes, fourth quarter.
I think Havasu's kind of dialed back the, you know, they're not, they're running up the middle.
They're in run mode, for
they're
sure.
They're trying to be sportsmanlike.
They're going
to
kill the clock.
Let the clock run.
Take the drive back
to the right.
Yuma,
they're kind of in tight.
Hopefully stay at or go eat over at Philly.
And off, he goes outside the tackle, and he's brought down there, had him wrapped up. And, you know, I kind of like the way he's one of these guys. He gets brought down from behind. He's down on both knees, but you can see his hands are still both
going. He's still going.
He's still going. He's down, but he's still going.
That's it. And Andrade, one of those 21 seniors for this Havasu squad. And we're doing that game, the last game of the season, you and I, Jim. It'll be on Halloween night. Senior night. It's going to be a wild one. There's going to be maybe some tears.
Oh, that's
too.
Right. That's what we're doing for Halloween.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Here's the snap from the gun up the middle. He broke that tackle, but the shoelaces were being grabbed onto there, and he was tripped up, brought down at the 14-yard line. Havasu Fighting Knights on the move with 8:29 in the fourth quarter.
Just to remind everybody, a week from tonight we'll be at Buckeye Union, of course, in Buckeye. That's another one of the Hawks. I'm pretty sure that the Buckeye Union Hawks. There's like five of them that if I remember. And the last game of the season is Halloween night against Somerton High School. That's senior night at Lee Barnes Stadium.
Here's the snap. Another handoff right up the gut. And not much yardage there. And this is going to be late.
Oh,
a body slam. Ooh. And that brings the flag.
And a hat.
That's two penalties. So
is that an ejection? Like a double,
if it's
personal,
that was flagrant.
Yeah,
because
maybe that's what
he
the hat is.
Picked up.
You don't see the hat all the time, man. That was fun. Okay, the referees are going to sort it out.
Unless you're the guy being thrown
personal
to the ground.
Foul, offsetting penalties.
Oh,
yep, two personal fouls. Well, offsetting.
Personal foul for both Kirsha and Lewis.
Thank you, George.
Oh.
Damn, now that we know his name, right, we can pick on him. I'm just saying. That's how it works in my family.
I don't think we should pick on him. He seemed like a nice guy.
He's a really nice guy. He helped us get electricity up here, and we actually have a really good view.
We do.
Yeah. And there's a fence here, so you can't throw me off.
The only thing that's concerning me, and as we started here, I said, Paul, can we move the table over 1 foot? Because
there's a hatch.
There's a hatch, yeah.
Right,
I don't want
to
fall in the hole.
And, you know, when Jim gets balance issues, he could fall through that hole.
Yeah. Okay, fourth and two. They're going for it. No field goal for Paul Lavoie. He's met in the backfield. He's spun around and brought down at the 20-yard line. And that is where the Copa Kings are going to take over.
We should just clarify, Paul Lavoie is not place-kicking tonight at Spencer Ibarra.
But you want.
Yes, I do.
You've been wanting a
field
goal.
Yes, I do. All right, let's take a short break. All right, you're listening to Havasu Fighting Knights Football on KNTR Sports, 980 AM and KNTRSports.com.
Salmon's Air Conditioning dominates in saving residents thousands in heating, cooling, replacement, and repairs. Up to $900 in Unisource utility rebates are available for you right now. With Salmon's Air Conditioning, expect superior assistance and quality with their maintenance plan. Receive priority service, parts, exclusivity, special discounts, and all for only $160 a year. Make the switch to Salmon's before your AC switches to broken and unavailable for repair. Visit salmonsac.com today.
Long pass, it comes up short, and it goes right through the hands of Roman Green for your Havasu Knights. And laundry over here
there,
late
everywhere.
Laundry over there.
It's laundry day all over Copperfield.
Oh, my, hit him right in the bread basket, and he dropped it. Meanwhile, while we were at break, somebody from Copa came up that hatch we were just talking about.
Yeah.
And said, did one of those kids... throw water on the...
They thought it was me. Everybody always blames me.
Well, you're to blame, Paul.
I mean, I was drinking water, but I didn't squirt it over the side.
Paul, the fall guy, Lavoie.
You know, he used to say at any station I ever worked at, it's Paul's fault. The IPF rule. I'm just saying.
We've got quite the conference going on with the officials over here at the 30-yard line. Now he's pointing at Havasu. That's the line judge pointing at Havasu.
You didn't hit him with water, did you?
I did not. Good.
All right, what do we got?
I'm drinking Mountain Dew.
Looks like he's calling a cheer. It's too... I swear, that looked like a cheer, like, ready?
It did. He looked like Paul Abdul out there.
He did. He was swinging his arms like a cheerleader.
Oh, my goodness.
That's the referee we're talking about. Here comes the ball. Back 15 yards. What in 30 yards?
That was a sideline.
That's a double penalty. For what?
He pointed both ways.
No, that was two penalties against... Like, added on to each other. I'm telling you,
so
that's 30
that signal
yards.
Is on the sideline.
Must have been.
So right now, we're midfield. Kova with the ball, first and 10. Best field position they've had in quite some time.
Like the Chiefs,
from
they
the
can
gun,
take the rest.
He steps back, and he throws it deep down the middle. That could have been interference, and then he bobbles the ball. He being Brian Sowell. Kind of juggled it, and it fell to the ground. He did get away with a push there.
That was an incompletion, yet we have a running clock. Does the clock not
Mercy
stop?
Rule.
Does the clock not stop on an incompletion?
Mercy rule.
Okay.
42 to nothing.
Maybe. I'm telling you, in Arizona, it's up to the coaches. It's generally 42, but we learned this last week. I don't want to go back in history, man.
5:50 left in the game and running from the gun, too wide. To the right, man in motion, number 33, going to the left. He looks for him. Nobody picked him up. He grabs the pass on 5 yard, making it an 11-yard gain as he leans forward and gets the first down.
Kopa now in Havasu territory.
And stadium announcer George likes it.
He really gets that crowd going. You know,
it looked like a first down to me. They're going to call it short. Now come on, man. This is a gift.
I don't have a 30. I don't have a 37.
They're saying that's an 8-yard gain.
It was 33. Was the receiver Jesse Gaffelin?
The scoreboard says first and 10. It's not. Yeah. It's second and 2.
No, they did not.
They thought it was a first down.
It looked like he went.
He
down
looks
the
to
line.
The right. He's going to keep it, and he gets tripped up. Does a somersault. A cartwheel. A handless cartwheel, and he gets back to about the line of scrimmage. It's going to bring up. Fourth and 1.
That's really unfortunate. They hit the line to gain. That should have been a first down.
The previous play.
Yeah.
That was definitely a first down.
It was an awful spot.
He was 1.5, 2 yards
right.
Beyond the first down, and they marked him 2 yards short of it.
Yeah, that was a terrible spot. No doubt about it. We don't like to disparage the refs too much, but, you know, when you have to, you have to. So, speak out. Fighting Knights football, great group of sponsors this year, expanded group of sponsors, Bradley Auto Group, Bradley Ford, and Bradley Chevrolet, City Maytag, Salmon's Air Conditioning, Havasu Springs Resort, River Valley Window Company, A Cut Above Grooming, I love Sparky, that's my dog right there, Neat Pool and Supply Company, and Anderson Auto Group and Power Sports, Law Offices of Kenneth E. Moyer, Have a Style Recreation, Tire Man of Havasu, Martin Swanee's Paradise Auto, Action Sports, Amore Pie and More. Also, can you believe this? Blue River Gems, Gear Up Motorsports, Mercury Air, Perfection to Detail, David Rose for Arizona House, Mojave College, and Havasu Pest Control. Holy cow.
I believe you, Paul. I believe you.
That was like a 60-second break.
Fourth and 1, they're going for it from the I and the T. Tall, skinny quarterback for the Kofa Kings takes the snap, looks like a snake. No, he hands it off to the first man. He's pushing forward. I think he's got it.
I don't know with this crew. Uh-oh.
He signaled first down.
Looking down the field, number 78 for the Fighting Knights. In a little skirmish.
4:10 left in the game.
But it looked like, I mean, he's a big boy. Zach Sproul. He's a senior, doesn't list his height or weight, and he looked like he met his match out there with that number 87. Oh,
the 87.
87's also, you know, the guy who got engaged to Taylor, right? Taylor Swift?
Oh.
Travis Kelce. Kind of looks like...
Mr. Swift.
Kind of looks like his jersey, the way the red looks like a Chiefs jersey almost, without the yellow.
Man in motion coming at us. Here's the snap from the gun. He drops back. He looks deep to his left, trying to get on the scoreboard. Oh! Reaches over, grabs it from the Havasu Fighting Knights. And this is not going to be a goose egg on the scoreboard. Wow. 42-6, but they love it in Yuma.
Well done. Sorry, Havasu fans. Well done. Look at that. You got the Copa Kings flag, cheerleader running it up and down the track. That's high school football right there, baby.
That's high school football,
yeah.
Baby.
That, I like that spirit. I mean, unfortunately, it had to come against Havasu, but he earned that one, man. Pulled it right out of the sky. That was a 39-yard touchdown pass.
And it was nice the way he reached over there and just stole it from our defender. Going for one.
Oh, we got it. We got another kicker.
What's he doing?
He's delay.
He's timeout. Timeout.
Was he icing the
kicker? And they gave it to him.
Icing their own kicker?
That was the big tackle there calling the timeout.
Yeah.
Now, we mentioned early in the broadcast when we were talking to the official before the game was up in the press box that they don't have a 40-second clock. He has it on the field, so obviously his internal clock was telling him, hey, we need the timeout. But then again, okay, we haven't seen him kick an extra point, but do you really, if you're going to go for one, do you really want to, well, I guess it doesn't matter much.
They're making an adjustment of some sort, but Copa only has one timeout left. Havasu has all three. You look at the scoreboard. So I don't know.
I think it's accurate. You know, I hate to sing an Irish lullaby to them right now. But,
what does that mean?
Well,
what does that mean?
It's good night for the Copa Kings.
Oh, yeah, for sure. 3.5 minutes left.
Yeah. Copa is not going to win this game, Paul. I'm going out on a limb.
You think? But you're close to your score.
I had them with like 20.
Oh, okay. I thought you had like 14, like 42-14 or something like that. It's 42-6. Let's see if they have a kicking game, too.
In favor of the Knights, soccer-style kick. Look at the stretch the holder's making.
That's
different.
Mm-hmm.
And good snap, a low kick. And that may explain why the lineman wanted the timeout.
Hey, ask Corbin Carroll. Sometimes line drive gets it done.
Okay, you're listening to KNTR 980 AM. Jim Chaney along with Paul LaVoy. We'll be back right after this.
Anderson Auto Group has served Mojave and La Paz counties in northwest Arizona since 1999. We have the following dealerships: Anderson Toyota, Nissan, Honda, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Ford, Bullhead City, Ford, Kingman, and Chevrolet. Visit our website at andersonauto.com. We take pride in exceeding customer expectations, commitment to integrity, and community engagement through charitable acts and volunteerism. We are committed to supporting local organizations and youth sports. Go Fighting Knights!
We're back from the home of the Copa Kings in Yuma, Arizona. Beautiful night down here. Hope you're all okay in Havasu and Bullhead. Heavy storms in that area.
We were joking earlier, so
Kickoff. A high hopper at the 35. He's going to catch it and fall down, making the reception there for your Havasu Knights is number 34, Deshaun Castro.
Castro on Max Preps leads the team in rushing yards as far as yards per carry.
Yeah.
Yeah, wasn't that strange?
Well, I don't know that it's strange.
He's not a starter. He can run. He's only a sophomore. I think Castro is going to be that back that Havasu is known for every 2 or 3 years. No, I'm serious. I think he's going to be that back next year when he's a junior, and it's you and I calling the game. We're going to have something special there to watch.
And I look forward to it. Thank you and Steve for letting me do this.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I do enjoy it.
You got to thank Mr. Greeley today.
Yeah,
in person. He made one of those rare appearances out of the bowels of the mothership, I call it.
3:05, basically, it's almost time to say goodnight. Sing that Irish lullaby.
I want to hear which one it is.
The snap from the gun, he heads straight up the middle, and there is nothing there. He's brought down for no gain. Trip Burke still in the game.
I'm getting word that Phoenix got totally hammered by this storm, and people were stranded and stuck in their Waymos.
You know what a Waymo
is?
Oh,
my God.
Yeah, they were stuck in their Waymos.
I wouldn't trust them.
Not the rain.
It's
an electric car.
Those things tell you to go out here. They tell you to go down a gulch.
That's
not Trevor Burke. From the shotgun, he rolls to the right. He gets 5 yards. He's at 10 yards. He's outside a little bit of room. He cuts back inside. It looks like he may go all the way. One man to beat. Look at him pour on the gas from behind.
Oh.
He's brought down, but he is in the end zone.
Brought down 5 yards in the end zone.
Oh, yeah. Well, he did make it to his ankles there at about the 2-yard line.
Right.
Holy man, that was a nice run.
That was a nice call. Good job. Perfect.
It was. Who was it? It wasn't Burke.
No, I thought it was Andrade.
I think it is. 24. Tristan Andrade.
Yeah, Andrade. Nice run.
Wow.
I mean, he could do that when the score is what it is, but it is what it is,
they
right?
They didn't even put it on the scoreboard.
You can't. Yeah, it's 48. Yes, one more touchdown.
It was 42?
It was 42-7. Now it's 48-7.
Okay, we're going for the extra point. The kick is up. And it is good.
Wow.
49-7 with 2:11.
16 in a row in 2 games. Wow.
Your Havasu Fighting Knights. And it's time for their lullaby. They're putting them to bed.
Yeah?
Oh,
no. Are we really doing this? Steve, I have no control over this. Oh, my goodness.
That's an Irish lullaby.
All right. Woo, good job. Is that your butters getting hard and all that thing? All right, I like it. I like it, I like it.
Good night, everybody. But we've got 2:11 left in the game.
I don't know if you passed the audition, but that was a good
job.
You
know, the clock stopped. They stopped the clock.
Uh-huh.
It's not
a mercy clock.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the other team's got 7. So
maybe it's kind of a mercy clock, kind of not.
You know, it's like the Fifth Amendment. Once you play the mercy clock, can you undo it?
Can you undo it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, the kick goes to the right, dribbling out of bounds at the 15-yard line. The flag goes up in the air.
Where's that go? The 35 or the 40?
I think it's the 30.
Were you surprised at the new kickoff rule in the NFL that it didn't make it into the landing zone, so Seattle got the ball at the 40?
It's silly.
How come the coaches didn't know that, though? Or maybe they did. I don't know. Maybe it's just a mental error.
It's a silly rule.
I don't like the new kickoff rule
at all.
Just go back to the regular kickoff.
Yes.
You know, put them, if you don't want to see the ball land in the end zone every time, put them at the 25. You know, make them drop
kick.
Put it
at the 35, Paul.
Do something. Okay, so I was close.
The clock is now running at 1:49.
I don't get it. All right, here we go.
First down, Kova. Is he on a cell phone, or is that the reflection of his wristband?
Wait, what? Oh, yeah, right.
That was weird.
I saw that earlier.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be weird?
Kofa's
cell phone. Plays off your
That's
cell phone.
Not legal. There are rules in high school football about that.
Absolutely.
No radio headsets for the quarterback, nothing like that.
Right.
Do it old school.
Old school.
Got to have a signal.
There used to be a rule when I worked in television that the CIF rule anyway, I think it was true in Nevada too, that you couldn't do live television on high school football. You had to record it. I don't say pre-record because that's before you record. But anyway, you couldn't do live, and that was a CIF rule that you could only in the playoffs could you do live football.
Wow.
Not during the season. Yeah, we did Laughlin High School football, and I mean, there were some tough games to call there, but.
Yeah, they're not doing that in California or Arizona.
They do live football now?
Yeah.
This was in the 90s.
Thursday night they do games.
This was in the 90s, but. You didn't used to see live high school football, but I guess you do now.
Clock's not running at 1:38 from the gun. The snap, Kofa dropping back from his own 25.
Oh,
ankle tackle, and then the body slam there.
Careful.
By number 82 for your Havasu Fighting Knights, that's Drew Passmore. Well, he had the top side.
Oh, gotcha.
Who got the ankle?
42. 42 and 82.
Jacob Martinez.
Yeah, he was celebrating too. Be careful.
Yeah. We don't need unsportsmanlike calls at this time.
Not at 1 minute left.
Second and 17. Good job by the Havasu defense tonight. All game long, really. the snap. He's dropping back to the 20. Long pass down the middle. He has a man, but it's the wrong man. And in the name of sportsmanship there, Brian Saul. Saul? I'm going to say Saul.
Yeah.
In the name of sportsmanship, he just batted it down. He could have caught it, made the button hook, and brought it back a ways. But
oh,
he
easy.
Just, yeah.
Yeah, nice shot, Brian.
Yeah. This isn't like the one we had earlier where it was right in his bread basket and he dropped it. This one purposely.
Or the one where I think it was Ibarra caught it and got tackled by his own man at the same time. That was hard to watch.
Yeah.
That was hard to watch. But some very good play by the Fighting Knights. Maybe a couple of adjustments to be made on offense, possibly. Defense, I don't know. I don't see any problems. I don't see any problems with the D, do you?
Illegal procedure. No, they are looking good.
Yeah, they are. The offense, they get into a rhythm, and then I don't know what happens.
Now, there have been some moments where coaches are going to have to come back and say, we let them buy us defensively.
Uh-huh. Right.
You know?
Okay.
But a really solid effort tonight. They look good. From the gun, he drops back a little bit more. He's going for it all. This time down the right sideline, he pushes off number two, reels it in. That's Julian Cruz for the Copa Kings. And Laundry on the field.
Now we got an interference.
At the 45.
Interference penalty. It's going to be on Roman Green, I think.
Number four. And he
well,
knows
that's going to, from the 45.
He knows it, too. Green knows it.
They're going to decline it.
Oh.
Because it was a bigger gain with the pass than the penalty.
Right.
There goes a fire truck and an ambulance. Here's the snap. He drops back. He's at the 45. A long pass down the right side. And he catches it, spins for the end zone at the cone. He touched the cone. That is a touchdown with 20 seconds left for the Copa Kings. There goes the Copa Kings flag running across the field.
I don't like that call. The knee, I thought the knee went down before he hit the pylon. And Nico made a great tackle right there to save that touchdown. I thought they should have given it.
I thought he was going to intercept it.
I thought the offense should have been put on the one-yard line because that's where his knee was when he touched
that
phone. So
now on the way up, you were discussing that, they scored 21 on Alhambra. And now all of a sudden, they're about to score 14 on us. So
do you think
they're able.
No,
well,
Alhambra
excuse me,
scored
Alhambra
21.
Scored, yeah.
So they might have gotten garbage time, is that what you're saying?
Maybe.
Yeah, possibly.
The extra point is up, and that kid can kick.
Yeah, he can.
Yeah.
Where's he
down
on the kickoff?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Wait. 204.
You got a leg. Use
it.
20 seconds.
20 seconds. Okay.
20.4 seconds.
Okay. I thought we were going backwards.
Oh, my.
I just want to thank all the sponsors who make this broadcast possible. It's an expanded list of sponsors this year. And, of course, we have Perfection of Detail, Halftime Report. Everybody's just supporting this team, getting behind the Fighting Knights, who are going to go to 4-1 after this.
And I want to say, when we were talking with Steve briefly here today, when I saw him there with you, as he said, you know, very few stations are doing high school football anymore.
Live.
Yeah. Couldn't do it without you, sponsors.
Yeah, terrestrial radio and live high school football on a Friday night. Are you kidding me?
Thank you, Gear Up Cycle.
Gear Up Motorsports.
Motorsports.
Yeah, all of them. You got a whole list right here. Even David Rose, Mojave College.
They started the clock. They stopped it before the kick. Onside kick. Oh, he caught it, dropped it, and now did he reel it back in? It's going to be Havasu football, luckily.
Hey, can I just mention Mojave College for a second?
Yes,
soccer team.
Oh, unbelievable.
They're 9-0. They're ranked number 17 in the country right now in the NJCAA. And they go to Arizona Western this weekend, who is ranked number 8. It's going to be a barnstorm.
And
if you like soccer, that's going to be a great match.
I picked up, met those folks, the parents of Eastern Arizona, and I texted. And, for a dad of one of the players from Eastern Arizona, he was really complimentary about everything that he saw from Mojave College, the coaching, the fans, the support, the players.
That's Camilo Valencia.
They were solid from top to bottom in every way, shape, or form playing there at Firebird Field in...
Camilo Valencia is both the athletic director and the head coach for Mojave. And they picked him up from UNLV. Great, great.
Really?
Yes, yes. He's friend of the family. That's it.
He kneels down on a shotgun snap. That's going to wrap it up. The players line up to shake hands after the game in the name of sportsmanship. Live from Yuma, Arizona, the home of the Copa Kings. Final score, 49 for the Lake Havasu Mighty Knights and 14 for the Copa Kings.
Hey, seriously, too, with the storms at Bullhead and Laughlin, Kingman, Havasu, we hope everybody's okay. Phoenix, of course, you know, be safe out there. And if you're in a down power situation, just, you know, and it gets too warm, go to a cooling center if you have to.
But it's not that hot. This is I've lived in Bullhead City for 36 years.
Wow.
This is the first time I've ever went and saw that there's a flash flood on the street that my address is on.
Right. Yeah, clubhouse so, drive?
You don't have to tell everybody where I live, Paul. Are you doxing me?
That's a long street, man. Come on.
It's a short street.
Well, I mean, clubhouse is like, it could be any of those streets in there.
It's a short.
Palo Verde Meadows, how's that?
It only goes half a block.
Can I say that?
No, I don't live there.
Oh, I thought you did.
Good, you can pull them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Hey,
you
y'all stop by. You see the Hawkeye flag out there? That's me.
Oh. That's tomorrow morning.
That's noon.
What is that called? Game day?
Game day
preparation.
Game day procedures.
Procedures.
Yes.
Procedures.
Yes.
All right. Okay.
I have all the products. I got the chili. I've got the Philadelphia cream cheese.
He's superstitious, folks. Let's get out of here, man.
Yeah, let's do it. Hey, what a pleasure to be here. We're glad you were able to join us here tonight, watching and listening to the Lake Havasu Fighting Knights. A beautiful night in Yuma. As mentioned, we hope you're okay in Havasu, Bullhead, and especially Fort Mojave. They were having really heavy flooding, flash flooding. They're like rivers going down the street. So do be careful. Consider your travels. We don't have much of a choice unless we want to spend the night in Parker.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I don't need a roommate.
Okay. All righty. Once again, 49-14 in favor of your Fighting Knights. Next week, we're going to Buckeye.
Woo!
I'm Jim Chaney. That's Paul LaVoy. This is KNTR 980 AM, always streaming live at KNTRSports.com.
And KNTR, Lake Havasu City, KJJJ, HD4, Laughlin. Your Fighting Knights, folks, are 4-1. We're coming home.
Bada-ping, bada-boom.
Got a flat tire? Who you gonna call?
Tireman!
Work commute just got a few hours longer? Who you gonna call?
Tireman!
Is your car possessed by the spirit of NASCAR and won't stop turning left? Who you gonna call?
Tireman!
Find your exact tire in seconds at Tireman of Lake Havasu. Tires that last longer with no hidden charges, out-the-door pricing, wheel alignments, and tire repair done quick. Don't let your day-to-day get in the way of speaking to the Tire Man today. Save a fortune and time. Visit TiremanOfLakeHavasu.com.
Action Sports is stocked and ready. All board shorts and bikinis are buy one, get one 50% off, and you can mix and match. Ruka, Dixon, Volcom, Fast House, Allegiance, and more. We have a full stock of Yeti and AO coolers. Action Sports is your water sports headquarters, carrying towables, wake surfs, and life jackets for the whole family. That's Action Sports, and we're right up from the London Bridge, and we're open at 9 a.m. daily, and we are a proud supporter of the Lake Havasu Fighting Knights.
Hi, it's Wayne, a Lake Havasu High School alumni with Neat Pool and Supply.
And I'm Selena. Neat Pool is your hot tub headquarters, bringing Lake Havasu the top brand hot tubs and swim spas, Hot Spring, Bullfrog, and Endless Pool.
Neat Pool and Supply is also your one-stop shop for swimming pool supplies, free water analysis, BioGuard chemicals, parts, repairs, and customer service.
Visit us at 52 Scott Drive, located in the heart of Havasu.
Go Knights!
Blue River Gems, your hometown jeweler, proudly serving Havasu with heart, hustle, and a little bit of shine. Watch battery changes, glasses frame repair, to hand-cutting custom cabochons like it's an art form, because it is. Blue River Gems, where in-house metal casting and custom creations are crafted with care, right here, not shipped off to who knows where. New jewelry to one-of-a-kind treasures, all with that small-town service that makes a big difference. On McCulloch Boulevard North, Havasu, Blue River Gems. Proud supporters of the Havasu Knights. Go Knights!
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products go through endless torture tests to ensure they can run through anything. And when we say torture, we don't take it lightly. We do drop them, slam them against a wall, shake them, and then expect them to run without an extra decibel in our anechoic sound chamber. Without fail, drop, slam, shake, silence. Drop, slam, shake, silence. And there's no end in sight. We test, so it runs Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating. Call today, 928-854-4101. It's hard to stop a train.
Call the Good Guys and have a
Living in the desert presents some unique challenges, like some pretty unsavory pests taking up residency in your home. The problem is, oftentimes you don't notice them until it's too late. Havasu Pest Control has been inspecting, detecting, and helping to control desert pests in Havasu since 1973. They're state certified to help you maintain a pest and rodent-free environment. So call the Good Guys at Havasu Pest Control, 855-1054.
Thank you for listening to Fighting Knights Football on KNTR Sports 980 AM. This game has been brought to you by Bradley Auto Group, Bradley Ford and Bradley Chevrolet, City Maytag, Salmon's Air Conditioning, Havasu Springs Resort, River Valley Window Company, A Cut Above Grooming, Neat Pool and Supply, Anderson Auto Group and Power Sports, Law Office of Kenneth E. Moyer, Havistyle Recreation, Tire Man of Lake Havasu, Martin Swanty's Paradise Auto, Action Sports, A More Pie and More, Blue River Gems, Gear Up Motorsports, Mercury Air, Perfection to Detail, David Rose for Arizona House, Mojave College, Havasu Pest Control. Let's join our regular programming on KNTR Sports AM FM. Welcome to the team.